Yesterday, the Supreme Court struck down several provisions in Arizona's controversial immigration law, SB 1070. They left one key provision. They did say it's okay for police officers to check the immigration status of suspected undocumented immigrants. That was left untouched. But in Justice Anthony Kennedy's majority opinion, his main argument was states do have a role to play in immigration, but the federal government still reigns supreme. Opponents of the Arizona bill are now saying this decision will perpetuate issues of race on the border, though Arizona Governor Jan Brewer reiterated after the ruling, she doesn't think so.
Civil rights will be protected. Racial profiling will not be tolerated.
She is the governor of Arizona, but it's not just Arizonans who are concerned with the Supreme Court ruling.
But it also encourages racial profiling and copycat laws in states around the country, which we've already seen happen in a number of states.
That's a New York Immigration Coalition's Jackie Esposito. For more on how this decision will affect immigration laws around the country, we're going to turn to another state where there's some pretty tough immigration laws in place, Alabama. And one of the sponsors of a couple immigration laws, Alabama Republican State Senator Gerald Dahl, joins us. Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
First of all, you originally supported the immigration bill in your state. Then you revised it in order to, comply with federal laws?
Well, I said early on I voted for the bill, and I made a mistake because the bill was far overreaching, and it had some unintended consequences that began to develop as after the bill passed. So we worked diligently in the interim time to come up with a compromise bill or a bill that would revise our bill. The Attorney General of our state came forward with about 12 issues that he said would make the bill very hard to defend in the courts, and so we put those in place and offered that as a change or a substitute to a revision of the immigration bill. My bill did not pass, but we did make some major revisions to the Alabama law. There's still one part of that bill that's still intact that I was adamantly opposed to, and that was the portion that required schools to determine the if a child was there legally or not. And I've been a former teacher and a coach, and my wife taught school, and I've been in contact with the world a lot of school teachers and administrators, and they tell me that they're not policemen, they're teachers, and we certainly still need to remove that section, but I was unable to do that, and I still think that's a bad policy within our law.
And do you think that, in fact, some parts of Alabama's immigration laws will be affected by the Supreme Court ruling?
Yes, I do. Of course, we also have the portion in our bill that allows the law enforcement officer to stop an individual and determine if they are here legally or not. And we've already, the governor and the state law enforcement people have already gone to a lot of trouble and gone to a lot of work to begin to teach our police officers where they will know how to do this without doing racial profiling. And we're putting a lot of attention on that so it will not be racial profiling. But unfortunately, that may happen in some instances. We certainly hope it does.
That's Alabama Republican State Senator Gerald Dahl. Also with us, Zane Smith, an immigration attorney with the Alabama Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. And I wonder, Zane, your response to the Supreme Court bill. And Gerald was just there talking about racial profiling. That's something that the Supreme Court specifically addressed.
They certainly did. And what is very unique about the opinion that the Supreme Court left us with yesterday is they opened the door to further challenges, as applied challenges, to Alabama's HB 56 law in the specific section 12 that requires police to determine the status of someone who is in the country that they reasonably believe might be unlawful.
And they almost invited that kind of challenge to that provision, don't you think?
Well, they certainly did. You know, to me, the Supreme Court gave a warning shot to Alabama and other states that have already passed immigration laws or states that are contemplating doing that by saying, you know, this section needs to be narrowly applied to avoid any kind of constitutional challenge. I believe that the Supreme Court could foresee civil rights violations occurring under this.
Well, Senator Dahl, let me have you take a listen to Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton. Here's what he said in response to the decision.
Today's decision by the Supreme Court is a reminder that we can't have a patchwork of state laws on immigration around the country. We need Congress to act now.
And that was certainly a clear message from the Supreme Court that federal law trumps state laws on most issues dealing with immigration. Do you think that eventually this simply has to go to Congress?
Well, I certainly would hope so. I think that Congress would realize what a position they're putting the states in and what a position they're putting this nation in, and begin to address this issue on a state, on a national level. I'm not sure we'll see a whole lot of that until after the election in 2012, but hopefully that will be a high priority on whomever the president is and also the Congress, because this is a federal issue and it should be addressed on the federal level.
Zane Smith, why can't we get a final decision on the Supreme Court? In other words, many people who support anti-immigration laws say it was a win for them. Many people who oppose anti-immigration laws say it was a win for their side as well. How could it be both?
Well, I think it's all how you twist and how you want to look at it. But, you know, as a former athlete myself, when you look at a ruling that defeats 3 out of 4 provisions, that's certainly a victory. That's like scoring 3-1 in baseball. But, you know, it's not a slam dunk case for the people who support these type of laws, because the Supreme Court did not say that Arizona Section 2 or Alabama Section 12 is constitutional. They left the door open for further challenges. And like I stated before, that's something very unique in a Supreme Court ruling, that they did not issue a final opinion related to that section.
Well, then for you, you're an immigration attorney. Do you see something in the Supreme Court ruling that you can actually use to challenge Alabama's immigration law?
Oh, I certainly do. And let's not forget that Alabama's HB 56 lawsuit, the Hicca v. Ventley, is currently sitting in the 11th Circuit Court. And it'll be up to the 11th Circuit to decide whether or not they will enjoin Section 12, which is our papers, please, provision. We still have a long way to go with our lawsuit, but I certainly believe that the Supreme Court's decision yesterday will guide and steer the way the 11th Circuit will rule on our case.
I'm sure it must. Papers, please, of course, being the provision Arizona says they will continue to enforce. That's Zane Smith, an immigration attorney with the Alabama Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, and Alabama State Senator Gerald Dial, the Republican Majority Whip who represents East Alabama's 13th District. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.